Yeah, thank you, all of you. Thank you, Mark, for leading praise and worship. Yeah, I think you should begin to help the worship team with coming up with song lists. Yeah, you just backfired on the first one, but thereafter, it was very good. Amen. So, yeah, if guys mess up worship on Sunday, I'll tell them to employ you with helping them to what? To get their songs to sing. That was awesome. Okay? Yeah, thank you all of you for coming. Yeah, thank you, Joan, for that testimony. Yeah. It seems like the word of the week blessed so many people because there are two people who helped me to proofread and edit, and they all don't know each other. I first send it to one, then, you know, but the first one told me, immediately when they responded, you know, they're like, you know, they had been, like, it ministered to them even before they began to edit. And it was something they'd been thinking about that apparently even, they were fasting on Monday because I sent it out on Monday. Yeah, they were fasting and praying, for God to speak to them along those lines, and that they were so blessed by it. Yeah, and now that Joanne thought that it would minister, she would use it to minister to someone, then that means, people have been blessed by it. And that's the intention of the word for the week, to bless God's children. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. I had hoped that Joan would also succeed from getting that person from out of that place. But God will do his work. Because that place, you know, is a deadly place. It's been a deadly place for years. Okay. And deadly place. Very deadly. Those guys are into some other things. Basically, the leadership. Yes. So, we continue with our Bible study using Rick Joyner's book, The Final Quest. And we are using the 2010 edition. And the copyright information page is our page one. All right? I don't know why Alan has never printed out that book. Okay? But it's okay. Yeah, it's okay and it's not okay. But God is good. Yeah. So today, the topic, what we're going to talk about today is entitled Enthroned with Jesus. We being enthroned with Jesus. Not that we become Jesus or become God, but we're enthroned with him, as we shall see. But first, a recap of last week's teaching, which was entitled, Remain Standing and Be a Blessing. Okay? If you remain standing, if you don't fall away from God, or from what God has called you to do, then you will continually be a blessing that you're supposed to be. However, if you fall away, okay, then you stop being a blessing, and usually your falling has consequences for those who are under you. You understand? We read Romans chapter 5, verse 19, which says that by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. One man, okay, fell, and all those who are under him, including us, we also fell. All right? But the good news is that verse continues and says that by one man's obedience, that is Jesus, many will be made righteous. All right? So one person does something good, it blesses people. Okay? You fall away and you do something evil, it has consequences, you know, upon even the innocent ones. So that's why we were saying that remain standing, eh? You know, so that you can continue to be a blessing. All right? So we learned that with authority comes responsibility. The more authority you're given, the more potential for both good and evil you have. The higher the spiritual authority that you walk in, the farther you can fall if you're without love and humility. Every human failure or victory resonates far beyond our comprehension, even to generations to come. Pride makes you vulnerable to the attacks of the devil, and pride is the hardest enemy to see. Only Jesus can carry authority without stumbling. Therefore, stay close to him. Inquire of him before making major decisions. And walk in humility. All right? If you just do that, if we do that, we are safe. All right? Glory be to God. I was privileged to preach at Norman's wedding on Sunday. And I preached along those lines, basically Romans 5:19. I was admonishing Norman especially, not to do what Adam did, not to mess up, because if he messes up, then his wife will be affected, the kids will be affected. But if he makes right decisions as the head of the family, then the family will be blessed. All right? Apparently, I was told that after the service, people were looking for the preacher. I don't know if it's true, but people were looking for me. I had to run. I had another meeting in Tinder, you know. But people are blessed, and we thank God for that. All right? Yep. So, today's topic, enthroned with Jesus. All right? Our theme scripture is Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. It says, "To him who overcomes," this is Jesus speaking, "to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne." All right? It is basically Jesus is telling us that if you overcome, he will grant you, okay, he will grant that you sit with him on his throne. All right? That's why the topic today is, now you can understand why it is entitled, Enthroned with Jesus. We sit with him on his throne if we overcome. Glory be to God. If we do what? Overcome. You know, God doesn't want us to just go to heaven. I hope you know that. But he also wants you to go to heaven as a somebody. You know, in quotes. As a somebody. Somebody, you know. Okay? He wants you to be high ranking in heaven. You understand? He just didn't want you to like steal into heaven, like fluke into what? Heaven. He wants you to live great. He wants you to basically to sit with him on his throne. You understand? Why? Because you did great things for him. You were faithful while you were on earth. You understand? He wants to reward you. All right? He doesn't want you to just enter heaven. He wants you to enjoy the rewards that are prepared for you. All right? So here we see people are going to sit with the Lord on his throne. Okay? Our purpose for today's Bible study is to remind us, that you should be one of the people to sit with the Lord on his throne. There's absolutely no reason why other people should sit there and for us we're not there. There is absolutely no reason why. You understand? And this life offers us only one opportunity, to qualify to sit with the Lord on his throne. Okay? If you mess up in this life, man, yes, you'll go to heaven, okay? Or, yes, you'll live with the Lord for all eternity. However, you'll never have another opportunity to sit with him on his throne. Okay? So we only have one chance to prove ourselves. Only one chance. Only this lifetime. Glory be to God. Okay, so to him who overcomes, I'll grant to sit with me on my throne. All right? Let's open also Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. Revelation 7, verse 9. John the Apostle speaking says, after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. Okay? And they were crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Okay? Notice it says that these people, multitudes, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, were standing where? Rachel, they were standing where? Before the throne. Okay? I've caught you. You are not attentive. Okay? They were standing before the throne. Okay? Many people, millions, multitudes, they were standing before the throne. You know, Now, they are in heaven, Okay? But this is not God's best for them, to just stand before the throne. Okay? God's desire is for us to sit with him on his throne. You understand? You know, when we go to heaven, there are going to be people seated with the Lord on his throne. Alright? Then there's also going to be now a multitude. You understand? Just before the, basically they are not on thrones. But they are in heaven. Alright? They are in heaven. But they are watching us guys on the what? On the thrones. You understand? So man, this is, Revelation 3:21, Jesus says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Okay? That is the perfect will of God. God's best for us. Revelation 7:9, some guys, multitudes, many, Kayola. You see, they are before the throne. They are not on the throne. They are before the thrones. So, okay, we want to remind ourselves that we should be enthroned with Jesus. Glory be to God. All right? Okay? And if you really want it, then man, like the word of the week was saying, you have to love the Lord and demonstrate it by obedience, by faithfulness. That is it. Loving the Lord, faithfulness, okay? And then you will qualify to sit with him on his throne. Meaning that you will be a king. I remember many years ago, you know that scripture which says that we are priests and kings unto the Lord. You know, it's there in Revelation and I think in Peter. We are, he has made us kings and priests unto him. So I remember many years ago, some guy came and told me that, many years ago, he said that Mike Biko said that not all of us are going to be kings. Isn't that contrary to scripture? You know, okay? I don't know whether at that time I had an understanding of that, you know. But now I think I understand it well. Because only kings sit on thrones. You understand? So, if we go to heaven and some people are not on thrones, that means that they're not kings. You understand? They will just be there, you know, and they'll have a great time for all eternity, but they will not be kings. Okay? So, it is obvious that in this lifetime, we are given the opportunity, okay, to achieve that. You understand? All right? Anyway, that was beside the point. But let's open page 60, paragraph 4. Rick Joyner says, as I continued toward the judgment seat, I began to pass those who were of higher rank in the kingdom. After many more veils had been stripped away from me by meetings with those who had stumbled over the same problems that I had, I began to meet some who had overcome. Some who had what? Overcome. This is encouraging. When you read the final quests, people who blew it, they're in heaven, yes, but they blew it. Okay? When you read God's generals, or even just church history, and you see people who blew it and messed up. Okay? It's human. You can become what? Discouraged. You can see yourself as the next in line to falling. Okay? But now this is encouraging. That actually, there's some people who overcame. And we pray that we might be among those. Glory be to God. Okay? So, he says that, I began to meet some who had overcome. I met couples who had served God and each other faithfully to the end. All right? Couples like, you know, Mark and Rachel. They had served God. One as an administrator, another one as a worship leader. Okay? And they had done it faithfully to the end. Okay? Give them a big hand clap. Their glory here was unspeakable, and their victory encouraged me that it was possible to stay on the path of life and serve the Lord faithfully. It is what? It is possible. Glory be to God. It is possible. Very possible. Okay? By the grace of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 2. Paul says, moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. It is required in what? Stewards. A steward, I was reading the NIV. You know, I'm doing a cover to cover, chronological cover to cover. And the only person who has done a work like that that I came across used the NIV. So I had no choice but now to read what cover to cover with NIV. Okay, and anyway, this word was steward. They translated it as a manager. All right, so it is required of a manager that he or she be found faithful. We're all managers of whatever God has assigned us. All right? And God would want us to be faithful to the end. Okay? Paragraph 5, page 60. Those who stumbled did so in many different ways. But those who prevailed all did it the same way. Okay? Those who fell, they managed to fall in different ways. Okay? But those who didn't fall, those who succeeded, they did it in the same way. And in a sense, now, it makes it simple for us to succeed to the end because it is one way. Isn't it? Okay? There's a saying, I read it somewhere where it says that good families are the same. The same as that. Good families are the same. And then bad families are all different. There's a saying of that kind. That good families, they're all the same. Like they have the same, And then the bad ones, they are bad in different ways. All right? So, how did they do it, those who succeeded? They did not deviate from their devotion to the first and greatest commandment, loving the Lord. Okay? Those who succeeded, it was the same way. Okay? They did not deviate from their devotion to the first and greatest commandment, loving the Lord. In this way, their service was done unto Him, not to men. You understand? There is only one way, all right? We are going to be a success, in heaven's eyes. And that is a way, okay, that will get us to sit with the Lord on His throne. Okay? That is by not deviating, from our devotion to the first and greatest commandment, which is loving the Lord. And when we do that, it means that whatever we do, our service will be unto the Lord and not to men. Glory be to God. Loving the Lord, it is that simple. Glory be to God. Mark chapter 12. Let's read where that scripture is of loving the Lord first. Mark 12. Mark. I wonder why there's no Rachel. If there's Mark, the book of Mark, there should be the book of Rachel. That's what I was going to say. One of us is a prophetic. I hope it is full of good things. Okay, Mark chapter 12, verse 28 to 30. Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked Jesus, "Which is the first commandment of all?" Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' This is the first commandment. And I think one of the other apostles also added, greatest. All right? So this is the first commandment. And, you know, in heaven, Rick Joyner is told that those who succeeded, basically those who are seated on the thrones, they did not deviate from their devotion to this first and greatest commandment. All right? Which is loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Basically, loving the Lord with everything that you are, with everything that you have. Glory be to God. I don't know how many people have attained this, loving the Lord with everything. Okay? However, we're supposed to grow. Whichever level you're at, God expects us to grow more and more into that. Hallelujah. If we do that, you know, we shall not fall. Okay? And we shall be rewarded with sitting with Jesus on his throne. We shall not just be there before the throne. Just imagine if this is the throne, where now I'm on the throne, and now multitudes are before the throne. All right? There's someone who was telling me many years ago. I think he read those books, motivational books and what. And he was saying that it is, you know, the higher you go, the less space there is for people, Now, just imagine, at the university, the higher you go in rank, the more what? The fewer the people who can take up those what? Those responsibilities. You know, so that's why now there's one chancellor, one vice, one. Okay? But there's so many assistant lecturers, you understand? Okay? Many assistant lecturers, many, you understand? So, by the higher you go, you know, the more now things, what? Until you reach where now it's one, what? Person. So that's why even here in heaven, okay? You know, you saw it, there were multitudes, you know, of people, many lands, races, you know, before the throne. Maui, you know, Kayola, you know, Like there can be only be one president, like in Uganda, okay? But there are many MPs, you understand, Then when you go to ministers, things get tight. All right, you know, Now God wants you to be among the few. Glory be to God. Okay? Many are called, but few are what? Are chosen. And it's not God who favors. You know, it is people decide. They decide. But the thrones are there, But now people have to decide. You know, to qualify. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, Jesus said in verse 29 that the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. Anyway, what I want to say is I was listening to TV on Monday. I usually listen to some end time or programs, every Monday. So, there's a guy who said something I'd never heard. What does, okay, you've heard that phrase that Allah is great, Which they translate as God is great, This guy said, he's a Jewish guy, so he knows these things since he's among what? Muslims, and they're always, fighting. He said, that actually, that phrase, Allah is great, literally, apparently, it says the real thing is, it says that Allah is greater, not great. I was like, hey, I never heard this. That's why it says he's greater. So the question comes then that he's greater than who? Okay. These are some of the things which we show that actually the God of the Muslims is not the God of what? Of Christians. So don't think when you're talking to your Muslim friends, say, yeah, Allah, Allah, yeah, God, yeah, God, yeah, because Allah is God. No, no, Allah is not God. Allah is a demon, a demon somewhere. Okay? That's why the truth actually says Allah is greater. So greater than who? Do you understand? But I'm sure that there are so many Muslims who are ignorant of that, just like I was until Monday. Though for me, I always knew Allah is not God. But I did know that actually the phrase actually means Allah is greater. Not just Allah is great. All right? But that is something else. Flora, you're welcome. The topic today is being enthroned with Jesus. All right? We read Revelation chapter 3, 21, where Jesus is saying that he who overcomes, I'll grant to sit with me on my throne. So Jesus wants us to sit with him on his throne. In Revelation 7, 9, we saw multitudes who are just there before the throne. They are in heaven, but not on thrones. They are before the throne. You know, and God, in his perfect way, his greatest desire is that we should sit on thrones, not just be there before the throne. All right? And the final quest on page 60, paragraph 5, Rick Joyner says that those who overcame, they all did it in one way, okay? In order to succeed, to be able to sit on the throne. They did not deviate from their devotion to the first and greatest commandment, which is loving the Lord. Glory to God. Now, let's jump to paragraph 8 on page 60. Paragraph 8. Rick Joyner says, near the judgment seat of Christ, those in the highest ranks, glory be to God, those in the highest what? May we be in the highest ranks. You understand? It's possible. If you have ever been fasting something on earth, that is just a sign that actually you can also be among the firsts in heaven. You understand? It is possible, and we should go for it, man. Near the judgment seat of Christ, those in the highest ranks were sitting on thrones that were all a part of his throne. All right? They were sitting on what? On thrones that were all a part of what? Of his throne. So in a sense, they were sitting on the same throne as Jesus. That's why I say, you know, we can also be enthroned with Jesus. Glory be to God. This is exactly what Jesus said, that those who overcome, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Okay? That's why Rick Joyner here saw them sitting on thrones that were all a part of his throne. You understand? In case you have ever asked yourself that, if it is one chair, how can all people sit on the same chair? You understand? This explains it. Okay? They were seated, okay? They were sitting on thrones that were all a part of his throne. And who are those? Those in the highest ranks. And we can be
in the highest ranks.
Glory be to God.
We can be in the highest ranks. Page 60. Okay?
We're in paragraph 8.
The topic is enthroned with Jesus. Okay? We have learned from the final quest that those who sat on these thrones, which were a part of the throne of the Lord, they all did it in the same way. They did not deviate from their devotion to the first and greatest commandment, which is loving the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Okay? Those who fail, we have read, they fail in different ways. But those who succeeded did it the same way. By just sticking to this one, the greatest commandment, loving the Lord with everything in them. Alright? So they are in the highest rank in heaven. That's why they are seated on thrones which are part of the throne of God, of the Lord, of Jesus. And that is exactly what Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. That to him who overcomes, or to her who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. How do we overcome? By loving God with all our soul, with all our, with everything in us. Glory be to God. So do you realize how it is simple to be among the highest ranking in heaven? It looks like it is easier actually to be highest ranking in heaven than to be among the highest ranking in different things on earth. Isn't it? Just remember, Alan, primary school, it wasn't easy to be among the top five. You all remember, Rachel, you remember very well. And in fact, things got tighter in high school. You understand, Now like Bridget, who went to Namagunga, after they have gotten the cream from KPS, the cream from Buganda Road, those days, Boogie Road, you remember? Those days, it wasn't this UPE thing, man. Those days, that's what they call the cream of the cream, The cream of the cream, Boogie Road, Nakasero, Kampala, Parents, Then there was Kabinja, Budo Junior, anyway, different schools, So now, if it was tight in primary to be among the top five, then now you end up in Namagunga, where now the top five from all, now things, you understand. So it looks to me that actually on earth, it is very hard to be among the best of the best. Yet from this, it looks, for me, what I see, it's actually easier when it comes to heavenly things to actually be among the best. Because it is just this, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. You understand? Now that one, everyone can do. I'm sure all of us here are not doing it, but it can be done. That's why we are told to do it. It's unlike like chemistry man. They are man, either it is a gifting, a talent, you know what I mean? Where it is not for everybody, history man. I'll never forget sometime, I think it was S4 first term. You know, I still remember that S4 in senior four first term, I got 7% in history. Just my sister. Huh? Some time ago, she was reminding me that my dad looked at me in shock. He was like, he couldn't believe it. I'd gotten 7% in history. I was talking to some chap yesterday. I was like, because you know, I'm reading history, European history, some book, man, 800 pages and small what letters. And I'm finishing it. If I wanted, I would finish it even tomorrow. Because now I'm what? That's why now I'm relaxed, because I'm more or less finished. Eh? But so I was telling some guy that I wonder how someone could get an F in history. You know, but then I was like, ah, then I remember, for me, if I'd done history, I think I would have gotten an O. So I was like, yeah, okay, I understand the F guy. I'm telling you, I would have gotten what? Then Oliver got a 2, eh? But it was just spotting, eh? Spotting. But I got 7% in history, first term, senior four. But Cantaba, I spotted, eh? Babito, the little Babi, just spotting, eh? Then the stuff came, man, eh? And I batted. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, I'm convinced that on earth it is easier to be among the highest ranking in heaven than to be among the highest ranking when it comes to earthly things. You understand? Eh? There are not so many doctors in Uganda here, Kana, qualified to what? To work in the CDC. First of all, not all of them can what? Because CDC has limited spots for docs. You know, eh? And for me, the guys I know who work in CDC, they're very sharp, what? So now, there are things which just disqualify you, eh? Maybe you are just born like that. You're not that sharp. You understand? Okay, now, eh? So, eh? Yeah, but now heaven's like, all of us, we can qualify, man. Eh? Isn't it, Alan? We cannot qualify. It is, to me, in my opinion, eh? John, what do you think? Isn't it easier to be highest ranking in heaven than, eh? Because it seems like for heaven, first of all, we all start off from the same what? The ground is level, the baseline, eh? Same. And now, we all have to do just one thing. You know, eh? Mark 12, okay? 28 to 29, eh? Loving the Lord with all what? It is that simple. Isn't it simple? Not that I'm doing it, eh? You understand? I'm not saying I'm doing it, but what I'm saying is, you know, it is easier to be among the highest ranking in heaven than to be among the highest ranking, eh? On earth, eh? In different aspects of life. We all cannot stay in Naguru or Apakololo. You understand? Eh? You understand? So if it is to rank, we all can't have the top jobs. Eh? You understand? Eh? But heaven is like, whosoever will, you know, just do this. Okay? But again, some guys won't be among the highest ranking. Like we have seen, there will be people sitting on thrones which are part of the Lord's throne. Then, Revelation 7:9 says, there will be people, multitudes, before the throne. Revelation 7:9. Multitudes, eh? It is very clear, it said multitudes. But for those on thrones, it doesn't say multitudes. Do you understand? And God won't say, I'm the one who chose the other one. Why, you know, Jews, you know, Jews, Abraham, you understand? He said, no. It was whosoever wants. And Let me show you why I think it's why again we can be among the highest ranking in heaven. Any one of us here, we can be. Okay? You remember on Sunday, I shared a dream, praise hard. And I got to know it like a few weeks ago, but apparently she had it in July last year, around that time. You saw it on the group, and you didn't share it with the pastor. Now, anyway, this dream, there were buses taking choirs to heaven. And I think there were 10 buses, as in 10 choirs from all over the world. 10 choirs, 10 worship teams which were going to lead praise and worship in heaven. Okay? And the LAT worship team was supposed to board the first bus. The first bus. Meaning that, I think I'm right. Meaning that it looks like at that time, okay? Or maybe it is what God would want for LAT in the future. But let's assume that that dream means that at that time in July, okay, according to heaven's ranking of all choirs in the world, okay, LAT was being ranked number one. Doesn't it seem that way? Okay? Now, so do you realize how ranking number one is very easy? What did we do to qualify to board the first bus? It was just this thing of you guys, whatever we do, let us do it for the Lord. The worship team is known to just play around. You know, those things were guys were calling me bad. That the guy is so strict. Why are you so in the choir? What? You know? Anyone who would join the worship team, someone will tell them that I think your time to leave LAT has come. Because man, Pastor Moses is going to come for you. Now, look what heaven was saying, the results. Heaven was saying that you're ranking number one. Yeah, so, meaning that this loving God, trying to do everything to please the Lord, not just being indifferent, anything passes, you know, okay? Now, apparently, you understand, I think around that time, or towards the end of the year, and sometime last year, Dennis Mujimba also had a dream. You remember? Dennis had a dream when he met Darlene Check in London. And Darlene Check said that the LAT worship is very good. Do you remember that dream? Darlene Check. Now, when God is using now, like, the mother of worship. You understand? And to say that about what? Our what? Worship. So, now, just using that as a case, what? Study to illustrate. You understand? So, do you realize that, you know, ranking among the greatest in heaven, it is simple. Because what have we, really, what do we have as LAT? What instruments do we have? What voices do we have? We don't have people who have gone to music school. You understand? You can see how they mess up things at times. You understand? We are not perfect. Okay? But God sees the heart, the passion, the devotion to pleasing Him. God sees a pastor who doesn't care whether people leave the worship team. You know, the church is small. Now what he's doing is even other people are leaving. The worship team, people are leaving because it's hard on them. You know, and God is saying, man, this is wonderful. He's doing it for me. And the worship team is getting it. So it means that now, because they were ranked highly, it means that also we develop that thing of doing things for the Lord. Okay? How to which song has to come number one, number two, you know, I told guys these things. This is the way the songs have to be ordered, You don't sing a song that carries rated like five, in heaven, five out of five, and you bring it first. But that's something else. So anyway, but do you understand what I'm trying to show? It is easy to be among the highest ranking in heaven. Just be passionate about what you're doing. Do it for the Lord. Okay? Don't be mediocre. Don't settle for just, God, yeah, you can have that. Be like David. Okay? David said, I want sacrifice to the Lord that which costs me nothing. Do you understand? He loved the Lord so much. He's like, no, Sam, it has to cost me my life. Glory be to God. Amen? We were man, highest, we were boarding the first bus. Well, not us, but the worship team. Glory. Obviously, the choir master must have been what? It is easy, you guys, to what? Be among the highest ranking in anything. Isn't it? And the key is there. These guys who succeeded and are sitting on the throne did not deviate, okay, from their devotion to the first and greatest commandment, which is loving the Lord. And they were enthroned with Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. When LAT had just begun, Flora, you are here, Bridget and what? There were two dreams which came at before we made 1 year, I think. Okay? And God was saying that he was ranking LAT as number one in the country. Number one. You should even have seen what the worship team was doing in those days. It was bad. You understand? But they were doing the best they could, of course. There were games which I couldn't stand. And God said, number one. All right? Then, sometime after that first year, or during that first year, we began doing evangelism. Chambogo. Okay? Now, there was a dream which came. There were two dreams which where God was commending us. But one of them was actually, in the dream, God used Kayanja, one of the greatest evangelists this country has ever had. And in the dream, Kayanja was saying that if there is anyone who has beaten me concerning evangelism in this country, okay, it is Moses. Remember that dream? Kanye was saying, if there's anyone who has beaten me, as far as evangelism is concerned in this country, actually it seemed like Kanye had beaten all the guys in the past, you understand? And now he was saying that now, finally, there's a guy who has beaten me at it. I mean, we didn't have a crusade. I don't remember a testimony where someone was healed as we did evangelism. But we did it with devotion. You remember, Alan? Man, the way we did door to door, writing down every room where we found the person wasn't there, it was locked, writing them down, going back the following day, as in no games, man. You understand? People would leave offices at 5 and come to Chambogo, and God will say, there has never been anything like this in this country. We are, high ranking. So, do you realize how it is easy to be high ranking in heaven? Do you see it? Get to know what God wants you to do. Don't do everything. You understand? There you'll be low ranking. Just get to know what God wants you to do, then do it with all the kasigiri that you can master. Glory be to God. You understand? This is what we did with evangelism. And God said, there has never been anything like this in this country. That's what we did with the worship team. You understand? Just on guys' case, they start to sing and then you cut them short. That song, no out, let's do this one. I say, why? You can't embarrass the people. Like, those are theirs. Eh? We're doing it for the Lord. And they all got to understand me that actually it is for the Lord. You understand? Eh? I explained to them that thing that if I embarrass you, don't feel bad. Eh? We all have one objective, okay? And they said, yeah, okay, you know, eh? And God say, you're boarding the first bus. Glory be to God. The Lord knows how to vindicate his servants. So, that's the key, guys. Eh? Okay? To sit, you know, on thrones, which are part of the throne of God. Not to just be there, multitudes before the throne. You get it? Eh? Alright? This doesn't sound like a Bible study. It sounds like preaching, you know. Okay? So, near the judgment seat of Christ, that is page 60. Is it page 60? Page 60, paragraph 8. Near the judgment seat of Christ, those in the highest ranks were sitting on thrones that were all a part of his throne. Even the least of these thrones was many times more glorious than any earthly throne. Some of those on the thrones were rulers over cities on earth and would soon take their places. Others were rulers over the affairs of heaven, and still others ruled over the affairs of the physical creation, such as star systems and galaxies. It was apparent that those who were given authority over cities were esteemed even above those who had been given authority over galaxies. The value of a single child surpasses that of a galaxy of stars, because the Lord has chosen men as his eternal dwelling place. In the presence of his glory, the whole earth seemed as insignificant as a speck of dust. Yet it was so infinitely esteemed that all of creation's attention was upon it. Paragraph 6, page 61. At one point, the Lord looked toward the galleries of thrones around him. Okay? Okay? The Lord looked at the galleries of thrones around him. Many were occupied, but many were empty. Where are they empty? They are waiting for you to occupy them. Okay? Many were empty. He, Jesus, then said, "These thrones are for the overcomers who have served me faithfully in every generation. My Father and I prepared them before the foundation of the world. Are you worthy to sit on one of these?" He was asked. Okay? Well, remember, Revelation 20, verse 4, talking about the millennium, which is coming soon, by the way. John says that, "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment, authority to execute the purposes of the Lord, was committed to them." Okay? "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them." Okay? Who sat on them? You should be among those who sat on them. Okay? So the Lord asks him, that, "Are you worthy to sit on one of these thrones?" I remembered what a friend had once said. When the omniscient God asks you a question, it is not because he's seeking information. I looked at those who are now seated on the thrones. I could recognize some of the greatest heroes of the faith, but realized most of those seated had not even been well known on earth. So these thrones are not just for the Kenneth Hagins, Oral Bass, Billy Graham, you know, whichever great person that you know. Yeah, if those great people serve the Lord faithfully, according to God's perspective, they will sit on those thrones. Yeah? However, many are going to be unknown people on earth. Who knows about our evangelism
scheme in Chambogo? Who knows about it in this country? No one. But we were the best. You know? So just imagine if at that time the rapture happened. Who would be man? God said, man, you don't know the work these guys did for me in Chambogo. There has never been any kind of work like that in that country. You understand? So people, you know, so it doesn't matter what you're doing. Just make sure that you're doing what God wants you to do. And you're doing it with love for Him. Passionate love for Him. Okay? Do what you know. That's why you can see I'm here. But you do it. You know, I'm not stopping this Bible study until the Lord tells me. Whether there are two people. Why? For me, I'm thinking about man thrones. Just to let you know. I'm thinking thrones, man. The reward or the inheritance. That's how I think. When I see my worship team, it's messing up. I'm standing there and I'm thinking that now God is like, now Moses, you're there just watching, nonsense going on. Yet you know better na ye otunulabutunuzi. And I know, you know, points are being what? I'm losing points in heaven. That's when I get up like, no, you guys, no, you sing at least Sweet Jesus, that one we eat. And then I know when I do it, God's like, yeah. Hallelujah. You understand? Someone said that very few Christians actually believe in the resurrection. I read that from Rick Jr. many years ago. And he was quoting someone. That someone said that actually very few Christians believe in the resurrection. They believe it in their heads. But they don't believe it in their hearts. He said that if they believed it in their hearts, their lifestyle, how they do things would be different. If they really believed there's something called a resurrection, and that the resurrection, people are going to be rewarded. If people really believed it, Christians, they believed it with their hearts, the way they live would be very different. It is a thing of what? That's why if churches really started to preach more about eternal rewards, that their rewards, but they just talk about it in passing, everything about now. Remember the other church which is just running after what? Prosperity, you understand? But if people now started running after eternal rewards, you understand? Man, people would live differently. The way they spend their money would be different. You know, this late coming to church on Sunday, most probably it wouldn't be there. Someone would come late when really they had to come late. But this just, someone real wakes up at 10 and they know service is at 10:30. You understand? If people really believe the Son of God a resurrection, if they really believe that God is what? Is noting. Things are being written in books. You remember the judgment? It says that there were books. There was a book of life. And there were books. Okay? Those books, it is where our what we do. That's why it is recorded. And one day those books are going to be opened. You know, Christians, I'm telling you, don't believe in the resurrection. Very few do. Very few do. Joan, one day you might have to get a prayer meeting on Thursday just to pray. You tell guys today, you guys are going to pray that we might believe that there's a resurrection. And guys wonder, has Joan lost it? I mean, we all believe in the resurrection. I'm telling you, people don't believe in the resurrection. They believe it in their heads,
but not with their hearts. You know, eh? If you really believed in the resurrection, eh? You know, eh? Your life, somehow, the way you take the things of God would be different. Eh? You would do a little playing around, eh? A little, not too much. Hmm? And this way we know this is what? Eternal reward. Okay? Eternal reward. Okay? For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each will be rewarded, you know, according to whether they have done, whether good or evil. You know, eh? All right? So, okay, we have seen, eh? Jesus says, Revelation 3, 21, those who overcome, he promises, eh? And he's not a liar, those who overcome, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Okay? So Jesus wants us to be enthroned with him. Sit with him on his throne. Okay? Revelation 7, 9. We see multitudes before the throne. They are not on thrones. They are in heaven, but before the throne, they are not on thrones. Now, that's not God's best for them. Yes, they are in heaven, they are, but that's not God's best for them. God's best, he wishes that everyone qualified to sit on the throne, on Jesus' throne with him. And the final quest has showed us that they were sitting on thrones which were a part of Jesus' throne. Okay? Which is in agreement with Revelation 3, 21. Okay? And how did they do it? We have seen, page 60, that those who sat on the thrones, you know, they did it the same way. They did not deviate, okay, from their devotion to the first and greatest commandment, which is loving the Lord. That's how they all became great in heaven. Eh? Loving the Lord. Eh? You know, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, eh? With all that you are, with all that you have. Glory be to God. So it is easier to be high ranking in heaven than on earth. On earth, things are tight. Eh? Hillary, who got a first class engineering on campus. Eh? Okay, now how many people get first classes? You know, very few. Eh? On earth, it is hard to be among the best. Okay? Sometimes it's just because, I mean, you're not that gifted like somebody. You understand? Eh? But I believe it is easier to be high ranking in heaven than on earth. On earth, the ground is not level in so many ways. It's not. Eh? A guy was born with a very brilliant, you know, mind. Hmm? But I read in Angels on Assignment. Eh? Okay? Angels on Assignment. Roland Bach, who used to get those experiences, was told by an angel that God gave Paul, a great mind before he was born. When he was born. God gave him a great mind because already God had a work for him he was going to do. You understand? So Paul, yes, it wasn't just spiritual gifts. Visions, then Jesus, he teaches, you know, you understand? Eh? But the guy also had a great mind to master the Old Testament, which were the only scriptures in those days. You understand? Eh? The guy put all of them here. Great mind. Now, other guys who didn't have great minds could not do that. But because this guy has a calling, there's something God, you understand, gave him a brilliant mind. Okay? So now when the guy got saved, you understand, things just added up, man, what he had already destroyed, you understand? That's why he was able, man, to dissect the scriptures like no one else. Already, so you see how, already now, you wouldn't compete with a guy like that when it came to maybe memorizing Isaiah. The girl already, you know, he was already gifted. You understand? However, if you also embarked on what you are gifted at, however small it is, God will give you 100, then he gives Paul 70%. The whole point is just get to know what God has called you to do and do it with passion. All right? Hillary, you have heard us say that before LAT was 1 year, two dreams came when God was ranking us as number one in this country. We did evangelism in Chambogo, door to door, university, door to door. We did it like for 2 years. Anyway, a year, then we finished the first round, the halls of residence. Then we went to the hostels, okay? Then the next semester we went back, halls of residence, went to all the hostels around there, okay? Then, at a certain point, there was a dream which came, when Kayanja was saying that if there's anyone who has beaten me concerning evangelism in this country, it is this guy, Moses, basically, LAT. Can you imagine? Many people got saved all over the country, Arake. Okay? Miracles. Now, for us, Johan, I don't remember you praying for anyone in Chambogo, and they got healed. But God said, what you guys have done, you have outdone Kayanja. Why? We found out what the Lord wanted us to do, and we did it with love for him. Not to impress, not to also get in the headlines to be known that, hey, we also exist in Intinda and Afeje Turi. It was just for the Lord. And God said, you're the best. All right? That dream I shared on Sunday, when the LAT worship team was boarding the first bus. We don't have instruments. We don't have the voice set. We don't have people who are going to music school. But God said, no, it's about the heart. You were doing it for me. All right? Yes. So, paragraph 8, page 61. Many of those on the thrones had been missionaries who expended their lives in obscurity. They had never cared to be remembered on earth, but wanted only to be remembered by him, by the Lord. I was a bit surprised to see some who had been wealthy and rulers who had been faithful with what they had been given. Wealthy guys, some of them are also going to sit on thrones. Okay? That's good news for Bridget. However, it seemed that faithful, praying women and mothers occupied more thrones than any other single group. Now you see, man, praying women and mothers. Just a guy used to tell LAT guys, many of them have left by now. I used to tell them that. I used to tell the men, the guys, I was like, you guys, don't let these chicks, man, don't let them beat you at this. I said, okay, it has already been like, there are more, but you don't have to fulfill this one. Really. But I know it's hard to beat the women when it comes to prayer. You understand? Through the things of God. Very few men can beat what? Women. But they can beat them if they just decided to, not to deviate, from their devotion to the first and greatest commandment, loving the Lord with everything in them. Okay? I can't allow Rachel. I don't think Rachel. Rachel, will you? Yeah, I can't allow. Maybe it's your husband who will allow for you to what? Beat him. But for me, no. To be honest, I have to be among the highest ranking in heaven. It is my goal. That's why I can say things. That's why I can write things. Because for me, I'm like, does God want me to write it? Yes, write it. Say it. If I don't say it, man, I'm losing points. If I say it, I write it, God's like, you know, I can be saying, oh my way. The saints who are watching in heaven, the cloud of witnesses, they can even be saying, when is that guy coming? You understand? You know, when is that guy coming? All right? Well, anyway, so he says, there was no way I could answer yes. Remember, the Lord had asked him, that you want to sit on this throne. Okay? So he says, there was no way I could say yes to the Lord's question regarding whether I considered myself worthy to sit here. I was not worthy to sit in the company of any who were there. I knew I had been given the opportunity to run for the highest prize in heaven or earth, and I had failed. I was desperate, but there was still one hope. Even though most of my life had been a failure, I was very glad I was here before finishing my life on earth. When I confessed that I was not worthy, the Lord asked, but do you want this seat? I do, with all my heart. I responded. Page 62, paragraph 4, he says, then the Lord looked at the galleries of thrones and said, those empty seats, basically those empty thrones, could have been filled in any generation. I gave the invitation to sit here to everyone who has called upon my name. Basically, to every Christian. You know, God gave them the invitation to fill the thrones. Okay? The seats are still available. Alan, the seats are what? Rick Joyner had these experiences in the 90s. Okay? Now, I haven't heard of anyone, I haven't read someone went to heaven or heard someone has been to heaven saying that they got filled up. You understand? These experiences of Jonah were in the 90s, maybe like 90, he wrote this book like 95. Okay? Now, to this day, those seats are still what? Available. Yeah? And no one is taking my seat. I'm telling you. Yeah. So I gave the invitation to sit here to everyone who has called upon my name. The seats are still available. Now the last battle has come, and many who are last shall be first. Meaning that if there's a guy who is seated on the seat number 10, who sat there 2000, like 100 years ago, on throne 10, number 10, you can actually beat him, and you get on throne number 3. You who's living in this what? Generation. That's why I say the first shall be last. The last shall be first. You can beat those guys. You can beat Kenneth Hagin. You can beat Paul, All right? In the final quest, there's a bit where Jesus tells Rick Joyner that no one has walked closely with him, more closely than Paul the apostle. And Jesus says that, but anyone can do better. If Paul is occupying throne number 2, you can beat him, and you come and sit in front of him. If they're all occupied, 1, 2, 3, you can, if you outdo them, kids have to give space. You understand? You understand? Just imagine if Museveni, in this country, Museveni is supposed to sit on seat number 1. You know? Then he comes, and all the seats are what? Are taken. He has to sit on seat number 1, so this guy has to get up. If he doesn't get up, or you understand, basically seat number 1 has to be made available. How they do it, those are theirs. Either this guy gets up, or number 2 gets, And this is what God is saying. The last shall be what?
shall be fast. Okay? So, then it says, the last sentence says, it says that those who will sit here will be known by two things. They will wear the mantle of humility. Alright? Humility qualifies you. Number two, they will bear my likeness. Okay? Okay? God is love. So they will be, they will have whatever, known what loving means. Loving the Lord and of course loving what? Or people. Okay? Those are those, the overcomers, who will sit on the thrones which are part of Jesus' throne. Glory be to God. Amen? Alan, Rick Jr. was asked that, do you want this throne? The question is being posed to you also. Do you want what? But maybe before we ask people whether they like to sit on the thrones, people have to first be asked whether they believe in the resurrection. Christians, when you see the way people are running after material things, trying to get all the land in Nigeria, to buy all the land in Nigeria, when you see how much they're using that money, their money for the things of God, you wonder whether they believe in the resurrection. We read that young girl, rather the little angel, Crystal Clear, okay, where she was saying that you guys, you're building sand castles. Have you heard of Anna Rountree? Anna Rountree. She wrote a book, Priestly Bride. You got it. Anyway, in this experience, there's little angel who takes Anna Rountree to the beach. To what? To so that they can play, building sand what? Castles. And this chick was like, what? Sand castle? She said, yeah, let us play. You build it, because that's what you love doing on earth. Building sand castles. You build. And she was called, that angel, that little angel was called Crystal Clear. So basically, she was telling, that lady, Crystal Clearly. But no, you, on earth, you like building what? Sand castles. So you build. Okay? So now, if you're building sand castles on earth, you can't sit on thrones, man. Okay? But the call, the invitation is to every one of us. Amen? Let's end by reading 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 and 8. Paul tells Timothy, he tells him, but you, Timothy, be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. And God is telling you now, all right? Fulfill your what? Your ministry. Then Paul adds and says, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Glory be to God. Okay? May you also one day be able to say that I have fought a good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Okay? When you know that there is laid up for you the crown, you understand? There's a throne Okay, just waiting for you, eh? Okay? To sit on. Glory be to God. Amen. We pray that every person in LAT will qualify to sit with you, Jesus, on your throne. These thrones, like you have let us know, they are available to whosoever will. And the qualification is loving you with all our hearts, with our strength, with everything in us. So we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that every member, every person in LAT, Father, will love you with everything in them. They will get to know what you have purposed them to do, and they will do it with passion. They will do it with zeal. They will do it because they love you. They will do it not unto men, but unto your Son, Jesus. Father, we ask for grace. We ask for your enablement to help us to achieve this goal. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.